بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Lesson 49 of Farsi edition is about the characteristics of the hereafter based on the Quran. In lesson 48, we talked about some of the things that we can understand rationally. Of course, with using our aql, with rational argument, we cannot understand details. Few principles we can understand. The details are to be learned from Quran and Sunnah. Okay? So we talked about those principles that we can understand by aql. We want to now start few sessions or few lessons on what we can understand from the Quran. If you want to add hadith, then it will be many. But the book is mostly focused on the Quran. The first thing is, all human beings die. There is no way for any person to survive in a physical sense. Of course, our spirit is surviving death, but in the sense of physically, to avoid death is not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 26, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان. Everyone on the earth is mortal. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 185, and Surah Anbiya, verse 35, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul tastes death. In Muharram, we talked about the taste of death for people is different. You remember? I said the taste of death is decided by the way someone has been living. If it was a life of piety and doing good deeds, then your death is very sweet. Okay? Because in the way that you live, you die. كما تعيشون تموتون وكما تموتون تبعثون. As you live, you die. And as you die, you will be resurrected. So the experience people of death is based on the way they have been living. Anyone, anyway, is going to die. In Surah Zumar, verse 30, Allah says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun." If you want to translate it literally, it means you are dead and they are dead. Some people translate it as you are mortal. So they say mayyit means someone who is going to die. Although the literal meaning of mayyit is dead, but they say here means someone who is going to die. And they are also going to die. But I think we can maybe use the literal sense, but with this explanation. We can say you are dead in the sense that you don't possess life. Because we are not really hay. Our life comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone has been entrusted with life, if someone has been deposited with life and he himself doesn't have life, then this life is not his or her. Okay? So it's like, for example, in Dua Arafah, we read, Elahi anal faqiru fi ghinai. فكيف لا أكون فقيرا في فقري إلهي أنا الجاهل في علمي فكيف لا أكون جهولا في جهلي. With respect to my rich, I am poor. So what about my poverty? With respect to my knowledge, I am ignorant. Yeah? What about my ignorance? So it's important that we remember that even when we live in this world, we don't possess life. This is amana, and any time can be taken away. Don't think that this is yours. Don't take life for granted. And in another ayah, which is Surah Anbiya, verse 34, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَّشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. We have not made eternity, eternal life, an option for any human being. No human being can be here permanently in this world. Afa in mitta fahumul khaladun. When you die, are they going to be here eternally? So it's not possible. So this is one idea. So the first idea that we mentioned is all human beings are going to die. We say it, but, you know, I think we don't really take this seriously. We always think that we are going to be here for a long time. You remember in Muharram, I recited this hadith that anyone who counts next day as his life, so he is a person who has tulul amal, you know, long and unrealistic desire. If you think that tomorrow you are alive, and many of us, we think I am alive, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. But even you don't know, maybe tomorrow you are not alive. The second thing, the Quran teaches us that Allah is the one who takes life. He gives life and He takes life. Yuhyi wa yumit. And when it comes to receiving the soul, as we have said already several times, we have three verses in the Quran, or three types of verses. In one verse, it says, "Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha." This is Surah Zumar, verse 42. Allah takes fully the souls when they die. You remember this ayah, yeah? And after that was about sleeping. Yeah. Another ayah, which is in Surah Sajdah, verse 11, says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Tell them that the angel of death who is commissioned, who has been responsible, has been appointed to take your life, receives your soul. So, in one verse says Allah, here says مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, the angel of death. In another place, which is Surah An'am, verse 61, it says, "Hatta idha jaa ahadakum al-maut tawaffathu rusuluna." When your death comes, then it says, "Our rusul." Rusul means our messengers. Take your soul, and here messenger means angels, yeah, apostles, because angels are sent by Allah for a mission, so they are called Rasul. Doesn't mean Rasul here, prophets. So, Allah has received the souls, Malakul Maut or Rasuluna, because as we said in the discussion about Tawheed, Tawheed Af'ali, remember we said sometime the same action can be attributed to different agents if they are in a hierarchy. So it's true that Allah receives the souls, but He also does it through Malakul Maut, and Malakul Maut does it through the angels who are working for Him. Like, for example, you can see in our own also conversation, you know, sometimes we say the king built this hospital, or the president built this hospital, or the government built this hospital. Sometimes they say the minister of health built this hospital. Sometimes we say the health authorities of this town built this hospital. Sometimes we say this company built this house. Sometimes we say these laborers and engineers. So you can attribute the same action to different groups who are in a hierarchy. Okay? The next issue is when people are dying, some of them are experiencing, some of them experience easy departure, a smooth departure, very nice treatment. Okay? Like, you know, VIP death. So you can have VIP death. Everything goes very smoothly. You don't feel tired, exhausted, very nicely. And you see, you know, I wish I had died sooner. So, these are the people that Quran says, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الطَّيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ السَّلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. These are the people that the angels take their souls while they are tayyib. Tayyib means they are pure. They are in a godly condition. They have hayat tayyib. So much that they themselves have become tayyib. So the angels who go to receive their souls are very kind with them. They say, Salamun alaykum. And you know, when angels say Salamun alaykum, it's different from people saying Salamun alaykum. When people say Salamun alaykum, you may not feel any change in you. Yeah? Sometimes a person says Salamun alaykum, you don't feel any change. Even some people say Salamun alaykum and then they try to deceive you. You know, say Salam brother, then they deceive you. Or sometimes, you know, some beggars come and say Salamu alaykum just to get money. But when a mu'min says Salamun alaykum, then he is, at least the minimum is, he is praying for your peace. Because when they say Salamun alaykum means Salamullahi alaykum, means Allah's peace be with you. Okay? If Rasulullah says Salam, you will definitely feel the peace. Okay? So when the angels at the time of death say Salamun alaykum, no worry, no stress would remain. They say Salamun alaykum, you feel that I am in good hands. Okay, no worries. But for some people, the experience is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Anfal, verse 50, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, here is a maf'ul, is object, and al-malaika is the subject. Okay? You know Nahv. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Don't recite al-malaikata. Okay? So here the object has come before the subject. When the angels take the souls of alladhina kafaru. Who are alladhina kafaru? Many times we have explained. These are the people who fight the truth. These are the people who reject the truth. Don't let people go towards the truth. Real enemies of truth and values. When the angels receive the souls of these people, يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, they would slap them on their faces and on their backs. So, the same angels who are very kind when take the criminals, then they show them this treatment. The next issue. Toba is always welcomed and accepted. Repentance. But for the people who are seeing the death and seeing the departure of the soul from this dunya, Toba is not accepted because it is not really Toba. It's not that it is Toba and it is not accepted. This is not a sincere Toba. We have several verses about this. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An'am, verse 50, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكِ. The day that some of the signs of your Lord come, means they happen. You see the signs of death. لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. In that day, to believe would not help someone who didn't believe before or who was believing but was not doing any good action. It's too late. Like a person that was running away from police. And police was saying, you know, come and, you know, introduce yourself, you know, ask for, you know, forgiveness. He was running away. When they arrest him, he says, I was going to call you. It doesn't work. You had to call the police before they arrest you. Yeah. Otherwise, every person, when he's arrested, he says, you know, I'm going to change or I'm going to introduce myself to you. In another ayah, which is Surah Nisa, verse 18, وَلَيْسَتَ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. Repentance is not for the people who do bad things and when their death comes, they say, now I have repented. So this shows that before that, it's okay. So there is no time limit. Maybe a person just before his death, he really changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe 1 hour before, maybe 2 hours. Maybe, for example, a person repents and then there is an accident, he dies. Mm-hmm. There is no need to say, no, his repentance had to be 1 month before his death. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that he's going to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he repented, then he had a heart attack and died. It's okay. But if he sees the death, then that's the problem. Otherwise, if without seeing the death, he repents and then he quickly dies, it's not a problem. Okay? We have a conversation about Pharaoh. You know, when Pharaoh was drowning, he said, آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When he was drowning, he said, I believe that there is no God but the one that Bani Israel believe in him. He didn't say Allah. Again, he didn't say Allah. He said, there is no God except the God of Bani Israel. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I want to be one of those who submit themselves. Then the ayah says, this is a two ayah in Surah Yunus, 1991. Al-an is a-al-an. You know, al-an with fatha. But with Hamza for istifham, so we have a al-an, it becomes al-an. Al-ana. وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ مِنْ قَابْلَ. Do you want to believe now and you've been disobeying and sinning all the time before this? It's too late. Al-ana وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ مِنْ قَابْلَ. So, death is a stopping acceptance of Tawbah, because that's the time that every person would see the reality of life and would want to change, or at least claims to change, which is not accepted. Another thing that the Quran mentions is that the people who have not been doing good things, when they die, either in Barzakh or on the Day of Judgment, they wish they were able to go back to dunya. You know? Like people who have not learned when they were in the school, in the madrasa, in Hawza. They say, I wish when I was a student, I was studying properly. Yeah? How much my teacher told me, study, do mubahasa, I didn't listen. Now, Allah, please give me opportunity to go back. But Allah says, no opportunity. So, people would regret. For example, about Barzakh. Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut. When death comes to some of them. This is Surah Mu'minun 99. Mu'minun 99. When death comes to some of them, qala rabbi irji'un. He says, my Lord, please send me back. La'alli a'malu salihan fima tarakt. Maybe I do something good. It's interesting. He doesn't say, certainly I'm going to do good things. He said, maybe. So he's not even determined at that time. He says, la'alli a'malu salihan. Maybe I'm going to do something good. You can try. Then Allah says, kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qa'iluha. This is a word that he says. It's not sincere. Maybe if it was sincere, it was okay, but it was not sincere. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. They have to be in Barzakh till the day of resurrection. So they are not going to be sent back. رُجُوع, as you know, means going back from Barzakh to Dunya. We use this concept for Akhiru Zaman, for example. The people who are given life in Akhiru Zaman to come back to dunya, we say Rujoo. For them, we say Rujoo. Have you heard my lecture about the difference between Rujoo and Nuzul and Zuhur and Irsal? Okay, inshallah, one time I should tell you. This is exact terminology, very precise terminology in the Quran and Hadith about different types of experience of life. Another ayah is Surah Zumar, verse 58. أَوْ تَقُولَ هِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابِ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةٍ فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. When they see the punishment, they say, I wish I had another chance, another time, so that I would be one of muhsineen, one of the benefactors. Another ayah is Surah An'am, verse 27 and 28. إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدْ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When they are kept on fire, then they say, we wish we were able to be going back, and then do not reject the signs, the communications of our Lord, and be believers. And there is also the verse 12 of Surah Sajdah. إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. When the criminals lower their head next to the Lord, near the Lord, they lower their head out of, embarrassment and, feeling very sorry. They say, Rabbana absarna wa sami'na. They say, we saw, we heard, we see, understood. Farji'na na'mal salihan. Please send us back so that we do something, good, and namu qanun, we have certainty, but it's not going to work. The next point in this lesson is barzakh. As we said, after this life and before the day of judgment, there is barzakh, which is like a gap between this world and the next world, is a kind of interval. And some people would have good experience barzakh, some people would have bad experience, some people would be maybe the majority, just like a sleep for them. For some people, barzakh is a time to also suffer so that they would be pure, they would be cleaned. So some people, maybe then in barzakh, they are forgiven. On the day of judgment, they have no issue. Lesson 50 is about an image or a description of the day of judgment in the Quran. So now we talked mostly about death and barzakh. Lesson 50 is about the thing that happened just before resurrection and then on the day of resurrection. There are many verses here, and you have been given the references. We just mentioned the ideas as the author has done. You can read the verses by yourself. There would be a great earthquake. From some verses of the Quran, we can understand that there would be a great earthquake. And then the earth would bring out whatever is inside. أخرجت الأرض أثقالها إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها. The seas and oceans will be split, the mountains will move, and from some verses we can understand that they also will be exploded, they become like sands or like wool, which is which has become softened. Moon, sun, stars will become dark, and their normal order, the orbital in which they move, everything will go out of order. After that, the trumpet will be blown for death. And all living beings in dunya, we are not talking about angels, we are talking about those who are in dunya, all will die. There would be no tree, no animal, no human beings, they will all die. Then the next world will be set up, which is eternal, which is going to last. And there would be a second trumpet, and then there would be revival of human beings and even animals. Even animals will be resurrected. And when they are resurrected, they will be going around, or, you know, they will be like, you know, butterflies, you know, spreading. And the author says that for most of people, they would think that their barzakh was only 1 hour or, you know, 1 day or few days, because they were in the state of like sleeping. Something very important is that on the day of judgment, the realities become obvious. The authority of Allah becomes obvious. You know, in dunya, once I think I explained for some of you, I don't know which class was this, that in dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has somehow hidden himself. Okay? in a kind of epistemological sense, so that we can be tested. If, you know, we were all able to have direct communication from God, if, you know, angels were coming to us, if we were able to see Akhirah, hell and heaven in dunya, so maybe 99.99% of people would have believed. But in order to be a real test, Allah somehow has distanced himself from us so that we go and find him. Do you understand? It's a test. On the day of judgment, realities are obvious. Mu'min, kafir, good, bad, everyone would see that the world is under Allah's rububiyyah. لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. If you ask everyone to whom kingdom belongs, they say it belongs to God. So on the day of judgment, this becomes very clear for everyone that authority, sovereignty, power, everything belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that day also, when people are faced with challenges, they forget other people. Even they may forget their very close relatives. Or they may even want to ransom so that they can be freed. Of course, I have said this in some places, that this is not about muttaqin. The pious people would remain close to each other and would support each other, would pray for each other, would do shafa'a to help each other. There are exceptions. But the people whose relation was in dunya based on interest and, you know, practical, you know, benefit, they become enemies. Because even in dunya, they were not really friends. Al-akhillau yawma'izan ba'duhum li-ba'din aduv illa al-muttaqin. Friends become enemies except the pious people. They remain as friends. There would be great sense of loss and regret on the day of judgment. Then there would be the hisab. There would be, you know, like judgment, and all the records are ready. And what every person has done is so clear that even you don't need to ask them. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Okay? You know, imagine if, for example, we had some ink, and this ink is now, unfortunately, making the carpet, which was white, you know, dirty. So now the ink has made the carpet dirty. And we see hands of someone are full of ink. So you don't need to ask who has done this. It's obvious. Because we see the same ink which is on the carpet in his hand. So on the day of judgment, you don't need to ask people, what have you done? You look at their faces, and you realize, yeah? Like a good teacher, by looking at the face of people, understand who has not studied. Yeah? It's clear. Okay. So, there would be still some witnesses. Although things are clear, but there are witnesses. Angels are witnesses. Prophets are witnesses. There are some witnesses who are not prophets, like, you know, imams. They are witnesses, yeah? You remember the ayah we had? أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهِ. والكفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم ومن عنده علم الكتاب. We had these verses before. Even your hands, your legs, your skin, they will be bearing witnesses. And the Quran says, قالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنتقن الله الذي أنتق كل شيء. They say to their skin, why you testified against me? So much, you know, I looked after you. I always put cream on you. Now you are giving testimony against me. Say, so I have no choice. أنتقن الله الذي أنتق كل شيء. Allah has made us speak. And even if I was not going to speak, was not going to change anything. Because Allah has so many, you know, different types of witnesses and evidence that even if your skin doesn't give witness, you know, testimony, it doesn't change anything. Then all the accounts will be carefully examined and based on justice, not zulm. There is no slightest chance of zulm. It is only justice and favor. No zulm. We don't have any worry about being treated with zulm. The only thing that we are worried is justice. Yeah, because if Allah treats us with justice, then we cannot survive. إلهنا عاملنا بفضلك ولا تعاملنا بعدلك. Because if it is really justice, then even one sin, one act of disobedience is enough to destroy us. Okay? And how much, you know, we have done, how much damage we have caused, how much, you know, trouble and pain we have, you know, caused for other people. So it's very difficult. So it's justice, and for people who have left any chance of favor and forgiveness from God, Allah will even go beyond justice in the sense of treating them with favor. Okay? The main, inshallah, thing would be rahmah. Rahmah of Allah, which is going to be manifest on the day of judgment, is much, much more than dunya. Okay? But some people, unfortunately, inshallah, we are not those people, would leave no chance for rahmah. Actually, they don't want rahmah. You know, like son of Nuh. Son of Nuh didn't want rahmah. His father, it was not a stranger. His father offered him to come on board. And with a nice language, he didn't say, you know, oh, vicious son. He said, Ya Bunayya, my dear son, erkab ma'ana, so politely, so kindly, a father invites him to come on that ship, which is Rahmah. Yeah? He said, no, I don't want. He said, La asim al-yawm min amrillah illa man rahim. And this Rahmah is the ship. He said, I don't want. So there are people that on the day of judgment, they say, we don't want Rahmah. Because they are so much full of arrogance and, you know, pride. You think Shaitan would wish Rahmah? No, Shaitan doesn't want Rahmah. Because there is, you know, such a stubbornness that they don't want Rahmah. So, justice, and for the people who have chance of being shown favor and mercy, Allah would give them mercy. Everyone would be responsible for what he or she has done, would carry the burden. لا تزر وازرة وزرة أخرى. But if someone has done something good for other people, like someone who has established a good sunnah, sunnah hasana, then he would benefit, and those people also benefit. This is not conflicting la tazra waziratun wizra ukhra. Or for example, if someone has established a bad habit, if a person has misguided another person, if a person has wasted the life of another person, okay? This person is responsible, and that person is also responsible. So no one can say to you, you know, sometimes, you know, people who are not educated, they say, do this, I take the responsibility. Who are you to take the responsibility? You know, sometimes, you know, for example, parents say, don't fast. Let the sin be on me. Even Rasulullah cannot do this, you know, to say, don't do your wajib, the sin is on me. This is just ignorant logic that you say, you know, I will be responsible. So everyone is responsible, but if someone also has been responsible in putting you in good condition or bad condition, he would also benefit or would lose. But you are also responsible. So لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. And no one would be able to help unless there is a rational reason. For example, shafa'ah. Shafa'ah has to be rational. In some verses of the Quran, inshallah we will talk about shafa'ah, we have lesson about shafa'ah. Some verses says there is no shafa'ah, there is no intercession. Okay? There is no friend, there is no one to help you. Why? Because some people had the idea that maybe they can somehow avoid punishment by asking another person to help them. They thought that, for example, you know, maybe their idols or, I don't know, their heads of the tribes or, I don't know, other people can help them. This type of shafa'ah doesn't work. The shafa'ah which works is the shafa'ah which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the shafa'ah of the people that you have been benefiting from them in dunya. Okay? So if you have a leader, like prophet, like imams, that you have listened to them and benefited from their guidance, but maybe you didn't get the best result, they can help you. Okay? For example, imagine, inshallah we'll talk about it later. Imagine a student has been working throughout the year, has done homework, has been regular, okay? Has studied. Then, unfortunately, in exam, he doesn't answer all the questions. And either he cannot get good results or he may even fail. Here, the teacher may do shafa'ah. Say, I know this person. This person has been working hard, has been asking me questions, has been listening to me, taking my advice. But he has now some problem. We should help him. We should give him another chance. We should, I don't know, consider some of the good things that he has done and give him more credit. But a person who was not coming to school, and if he was coming to school, he was not listening and was just, you know, hurting other people, and they had to kick him out, then he cannot say, you know, do shafa'ah for me. What have you done to expect shafa'ah? So, shafa'ah is for the people that have done something good. They have showed, they appreciated the guidance, leadership of such people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would let those people also to help them again on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, we'll talk about shafa'ah later. The other thing is that after the judgment is done and the verdict is announced, then good people and bad people will be separated. The believers will be happy with bright and open faces. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. They are very happy. You know, imagine a person who has been given very good news. You know, that, for example, you have become the best student in the country. And you can go any university you want, for example, or any house you want, you know. So this joy, which comes also with surprise, yeah, because it's something that maybe he couldn't, you know, anticipate, makes them very happy. So while they are happy and smiling, they will move towards heaven. But criminals, then وجوهن يومئذ قطرة عليها sorry عليها غبرة ترحقها قطرة عليها غبرة ترحقها قطرة. You know, they are dusted, they are sad, okay, and full of, you know, sorrow. So they will be taken towards hell. There are some discussions between them. I think once we mentioned this ayah, we have in Surah Tahrim and Surah Hadid the story of such people. For example, يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. The women or men who were hypocrites, they say to mu'mineen, look at us or let us take some of your light, because they don't have light. Mu'mineen have lots of light. Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'aymanihim. So when they want to get light from mu'mineen, فَذُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ. A wall will be erected between them and mu'mineen with a gate. There is a gate. It's good that there is a gate, so maybe some people will be released. And there is also a way of communication, because they will speak with each other. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. The inward side, the internal side of the door is rahmah. The outward is adab. The inward is facing mu'minin. Why we call this side inward? Pardon? Yeah, so why? Because when there is a wall, then you can say this side is inward or that side is inward. The answer is this: you have wall to protect whom? To protect mu'minin. Okay? This wall is the wall for protection of mu'minin. Therefore, the inside is facing mu'minin. It's rahmah. The outside is to stop munafiqin to go towards mu'minin. So it is azab for them. Yeah? Like, for example, if there is very cold night and someone is, you know, freezing on the street and wants to go to a hostel, but they have closed the door. This door is azab for this person because he wants to go in. But for those who are inside, it's rahmah because it keeps them warm and safe. So, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُنْ مَعَكُمْ. Then munafiqin say, weren't we together? This is very sad part of the story. You know, this happens many times in dunya. You know, in dunya, for example, you see, in childhood you were with some people. Now they are, mashallah, very good, very mu'min. But, for example, if you are not that good, you feel very sad. Yeah? Say, we were together. Or, you know, few people were going to house. One has become alim, one has become marja, one has become philosopher, one still doesn't know anything. So, you feel you have wasted your life. So, these munafiqin also, they feel they have wasted their life. They say, Alam nakun ma'akum, weren't we together? Because munafiq and mu'min in dunya are together, it's not kafir. Mu'min and munafiq, maybe they have been eating together, they have been sitting together, they have been going to the same mosque. Okay? So they say, weren't we together? Why now you have become so important that even we cannot look at you? Yeah? We have become so bad that even we cannot come near you. So they say, Qalu bala. Yes, we were together in dunya, but we were physically together. Our hearts were not together. We had two different types of life. Yeah, physically we're together. Sometimes it happens in even one family. Man and woman, husband and wife, they live together. But one of them is a person of God, another person of Shaitan. Like Pharaoh and wife of Pharaoh. Yeah? Sometimes two brothers, one brother, one sister, two talabe, two alim, two neighbors. So, they can be in dunya very close to each other, but their souls are different, their hearts are different. And in akhirah, this becomes obvious. So, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ لَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Yes, we were together, but you deceived yourselves. You doubted akhirah, you doubted azab, you doubted reward. You delayed tawbah, you delayed doing good things. And your unrealistic desires and wishes deceived you, and shaitan deceived you. So we were together. You were deceiving yourselves. And now you are in this situation. Then, mu'mineen, when they go towards heaven, futihat abwabuha, the gates of heaven become open. Because the gates of heaven are automatic, intelligent. So, the gates are there not to stop mu'mineen. When mu'min comes, the gate is open. Yeah, because they have shu'ur, they have aql, they have understanding. So the gates become open. If a bad person wants to go inside heaven, they are closed. The same, the people of hell, again, when they go near hell, the gates become open. Okay? So, this is about the situation on the Day of Judgment. Then there is a description about heaven. Of course, these are the descriptions that we are using, the limited language that we have. Our language is very limited. When we say tree, we think that it's a normal tree. When we say river, we think it's a normal river. We don't have any better terms to use. But you cannot really understand what it is unless you go there. Okay? Imagine, you know, if you have been telling a person who has always lived in a desert and the maximum water he has seen is, for example, you know, a few liters. Then if you tell him that there is Pacific Ocean, he wouldn't understand what is Pacific. The maximum is, you know, is like a berke, you know, is an oasis. They don't understand what is Pacific Ocean. Someone who has never seen in his life even a hill, and then, you know, say there is, I don't know, Mount Himalaya. So they won't understand. So this is just a little kind of description. But everything that we say is much less than the reality. Okay? Whether it's for heaven or for hell, for both of them, the reality is greater than what we say. If it is azab, it's greater than what we say, and if it is pleasure, it's greater. Do you want to have a break, or we continue 20 minutes and finish? You want break? Okay. We can, I don't know. So maybe very quick break, because then we can, inshallah, have some time for discussion. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.